So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the question of Caleb Shalekech B'Shos Meicher Kan Lekech Eloi. Can the buyer's utensil acquire for him when the utensil is in the seller's domain or not? As Rashbam explains, perhaps Kan Lekech because as Linam Buster Cleave Le Bottle Itzel Rashushu B'Teichai. The utensil can acquire for the Lekech because we consider only the utensil that contains the produce, and the Cleave is considered its own entity but not a part of the seller's domain. Or Le Kan Lekech because as Linam Buster Rashus V'Kli Bottle Gabi HaRashus. The utensil cannot acquire for the lekech because we consider only the seller's domain that contains both the utensil and the produce, and the kli is merely a part of the seller's domain. The Gemara proceeds with a proof from a braisa. Tashema, Masha, Chamar, B'Payla, V'Echnis, L'Toyach, Beisai. If a buyer pulled the seller's donkey or workers laden with produce into his house, but the produce was not unloaded, there is no distinction, and Bein Pasak, Achle, Madad, or Bein Madad, Achle, Pasak, Shnei, Nechel, Nachzbahan. If they only agreed on the price per weight or volume, but the actual produce was not measured, Lekech does not acquire the produce, and both the Meicher and Lekech can still retract, because the produce was not unloaded into Rishusa, his property. And as the Rashbam adds, Mashach Paul of Loi Mahanya Ad Sheyimshach Peres Atzman. Even though the buyer did pull the workers laden with produce, Kinyan Meshicha is accomplished only if one pulls the actual produce, but not if he pulls the one carrying the produce. And vice versa. Uvein Madud Ad Shelei Pasak. If the produce was only measured and unloaded into the Lekech's property, but they did not agree on the price, the Lekech does not acquire the produce through his chatzar, and both the Meicher and Lekech can still retract, because Lesamcha Daitayu. Neither the Meicher nor Lekech agreed to the sale, since the other party can claim he wants a different price. However, Pirkan Bechnis L'Tech Pesach, if the produce was already unloaded into Lekech's property, there is a difference as follows. Pasak actually Madad Ein Shnei Michoin Lachzban. If they agreed to a price, even if the produce were not actually measured, the sale took effect and both the Meicher and Lekech cannot retract from the sale. Of course, as the Rashbam explains, B'shas Pisu Kanya Le'Rishusay. Once they agreed to a price, Lekech acquired the produce through his chatzar. And Medida Le'Ma'akva, the Gilum Milsa Ba'amahu. The weight is not mandatory to the sale as it only reveals the amount that was sold. However, Madad Achalei Pasak Shnei Michael Nachzman. If the produce was measured but they did not agree on the price, the Lekech does not acquire the produce through his chatzar, and both the Meicher and Lekech can retract from the sale because Lesamcha Daitayu. The Gemara assumes that the unloaded produce remained in the Meicher's sacks, and even so, Pasak Achalei Madad Ein Shnei Michael Nachzban. Once they were Pasak, the Lekech acquires it through his chatzar even though the produce is in the Meicher's utensils. Apparently, because Caleb the Meicher b'shus Lekech Loi Kono, as Rashbam explains, the Meicher's utensils cannot prevent Lekech's domain from acquiring the produce, because the power of the domain is stronger than the power of the utensils, even when accomplishing a change in ownership. Therefore, certainly Caleb the Lekech Nami b'shus Meicher Loi Kono. The Lekech's utensils cannot acquire the produce in the Meicher's domain, because the power of the domain is certainly stronger than the power of the utensils to retain the Meicher's ownership. This proves that Caleb Shalekech B'Shos Meicher Lekono Lekech. The Gemara answers that this is not a proof, because perhaps Caleb Shalekech B'Shos Meicher Kono Lekech, because the power of the domain is not stronger than the power of the utensil. And in the Bryce's case, Lekech acquires the produce through his domain because the unloaded produce was not in the Meicher's sacks. Rather, either B'Shos Shafchan, the produce was poured out from the sacks onto Lekech's property, or B'Mas Achli Detumi, they were bundles of garlic that do not require a sack. The Gemara proceeds with a Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin. B'chasim sheyesh lem achrayis, niknim b'kesef u'b'shtar u'b'chazaka. Karka, land, is acquired in one of three ways. B'kesef, Lekech pays money to the Meicher. B'shtar, the Meicher writes a sale document that gives it to the Lekech. B'chazaka, the Lekech makes an improvement to the actual field. B'she'in lem achrayis, ein niknim ele b'meshicha. Metatlin, movable assets, are only acquired through Meshicha. The Lekech pulls the item to his private property or to an area that Lekech is partners in, such as a simta, a semi-public area, or chatzar ashrut from the shared yard. The Gemara makes the following distinction. Only a heavy object that is usually not lifted can be acquired through meshicha. A light object that is usually lifted can only be acquired through hagbah and not meshicha. The Gemara proceeds with several questions on this distinction, one from the previous Mishnah. The Reisha states, Hameicha peres l'chaveroi, mashach b'lei madad kani. If a person sold someone produce and Lekech pulled the produce to his domain, he acquires the produce through Meshicha even though the produce was not weighed. While the Sefer states, HaLekech pishtam mechaveiroi, lekona atshe yitaltam no mimokam zeh lemokam acher. If he sells someone bundles of flax, only if the lekech lifted the bundles to another area, he acquires them only through hagbah. This implies, however, if mashach lekana, if the lekech pulls the bundles of flax, he does not acquire them through mashicha. Now, if the Mishnah refers to shalifi zutri, small bundles, the distinction between the resh and the seif is simple, and based on the halacha of mashicha lekana sheyimshech es kula, one can acquire through mashicha only if the item is pulled completely out of its current position. Therefore, in the resha, peiros and mashach kana, because as the Rashbam explains, davar mudhu, uv mashichas kolshu nekar kulim imkaimai. The bundles of peiros are small and short, and if one pulls them even slightly, they are completely removed from their position. While in the seifa, pishdan and mashach leikana, because shuhu arach, uv mashichas purta leinekar imkaimai. The bundles of pishdan are small but long, and if one pulls them only slightly, they are not completely removed from their position. Therefore, he must lift them or pull them completely out of their position. The Gemara asks, the produce is light and can also be acquired through Agbah. Nevertheless, they can also be acquired through Meshicha. And this is a proof that we do not say, Dvam Shadakan like Bia, be Meshicha like Kani. The Gemara explains that this is not a proof. Perhaps in the ratio the Mishnah refers to heavy bundles that cannot be acquired through Hagbah, only through Meshicha. And the distinction is as follows. In the ratio, peiros im mashach kana, because regilin li is b'shlifi ravarvi. Produce are usually stored in large bundles because they are easy to transfer, and vamshin dakan like bi b'meshicha kana. While in the safer regarding pishtan im mashach leikana, because regilin li is b'shlifi zutri. Flax are usually stored only in small bundles, but not in large bundles, because the mishtamet, the flax is slippery and not easy to transfer, and dvam shadakan like bia, but mishlicha lekani. The Gemara continues, Rav Shmuel will say, kur b'shloshim ani meichalach, yachalach zibay afila b'sachrayna. The meichal tells lekech, I will sell you a kur, 30 sa of wheat for 30 sela. Even if 29 sa of wheat was already measured and transferred to the lekech, the sale is not effective, and both the meichal and lekech can still retract until all 30 saw are measured and transferred to the lekech, because as the Rashbam explains, tzarech hayu lema'is keneged dmei hakur, v'kur b'tzimtzum maknaloi. Since the seller needed exactly 30 sala, therefore he agreed only to the sale of one kur, but not more or less. Therefore, kur zeh chad mekechu v'ad mashach kuli lekani. The kur is considered like one sale item, and only after a complete kur of wheat was measured, the lekech can acquire the kur through either meshicha or through his chatzah. However, kor b'shloshim sa b'selani meichelach rishon kana. If the meicher tells lekech, I will sell you a kor for 30 sa, which comes out to be one sa per sela, for each sa that was measured, the lekech can acquire it through meshicha or chatzah, so because each sa is an individual sale. The Gemara attempts to question this halacha from the previously mentioned brisa of arba midas b'meicher, and from a brisa regarding schiris, a worker's wages, but these questions are resolved. The Mishnah Daf Pei Daled concludes, if the flax was still connected to the ground and the buyer pulled some out, he acquires all the flax, because as the Gemara in the next Daf Daf Pei Zayin explains, the Amar Leilich Yafelach Karka Kol Shehu V'Kanei L'Kom Ashalel. The Meicher told the Lekech, go and clear away a minimal part of the field, and thereby you will acquire all the flax connected to the field. And as the Rashbam explains, Cheskes Karka Mahani L'Pishton V'Kanei L'Liknes Kom Ashalel. The Meicher gave away a portion of his field for the Lekech to perform Kinyan Chazakah, and through the Chazakah, the Lekech can acquire the flax of the entire field.